Right.
All right. So our next talk is going to be breaking architecture barriers, running x86 apps and games on ARM by Tommy Vasarka. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bonjour à toutes et tous, and welcome to my talk. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm just going to bore you really quickly about who I am. I come from a couple of different corners. One of the first things in the community that I've been doing is working on video game console emulators. So if you've ever been trying to work on or play GameCube, Wii, or 3DS games or PSP games on a computer, probably some of my work was involved there. I really enjoyed just the feeling of being able to play video games on systems that they were never designed for. Whenever I first saw this kind of thing happen in practice, it was always mind-blowing to me, and I always wanted to understand how these things work, and so I just dove into this kind of stuff. But professionally, for the longest time, it looked like I was doing other things. I was actually studying physics up to my master's degree. Some good stuff to be had there. Turns out, I have more pictures? Yep. Some cute pictures come out of that, some cool maths, like I really like the theoretical stuff, really good challenges, but at the end of the day, it didn't really work out for me. So I ended up working on graphics drivers, so making actual hardware work for rendering video games, specifically in terms of Vulkan drivers. So if you ever used an Imagination GPU or a AMD GPU on Linux, chances are you were using some of my work as well. But today, we're going to talk about a different fun challenge, and that is facts. And I heard there's a couple of people who like trains here, so I brought this little picture. There we go. The Airport Express from Berlin to the airport. But yeah, sadly, it's not what we're going to talk about today. Instead, it's going to be about boring emulator stuff. Sorry. So actually a little bit about FEX itself. So the project was started about 7 years ago by Ryan Hodek, I think is what you pronounce his name. 7 years ago, I personally joined the project 4 years ago, so it's been a while as well. We've had our ups and downs. It's been a fun ride, but we're really getting somewhere nowadays. So yeah, what's actually involved in making x86 emulation working? So the task that we have is we have our whole software library, like from office software to other proprietary programs, but in particular games. Like people want to have games on their hardware. Always sounds like a fun little thing, but at the end of the day, this is what keeps people away from switching from Windows or macOS to Linux. It's that they can't play their games on their machines that they could use for other software. So we want to have a solution for that, and that's why we want to have a translation layer that adapts existing software automatically for ARM devices. And yeah, at the lowest level, what you have here is the CPU. And you can sort of build a layer diagram out of this, if my slides are cooperating. Yes, thank you. On top of the CPU hardware, there sits the operating system kernel, which takes care of all sorts of things from memory management, threading, process management, making sure, for example, that your video game that is running cannot read your browser passwords at the same time. That would be kind of undesirable. On top of the Linux kernel lives a set of libraries from your standard language runtimes, like the C runtime, the Java, the JVM, the .NET runtime, for example. Next to that, we have graphics APIs to make things actually come up on screen. And of course, we have the actual game engines like Unity, Unreal, you name it. And on top of all of these, you have the actual game, like Super Kitten Adventure, for example. And we're looking at the stack, and we're tasked with the problem. Every single element of this needs some sort of equivalent in our translation layer. But let's start. Let's start at the base. We're just replacing our physical x86 CPU with an ARM CPU. Well, the standard approach to what we could do is a binary recompiler. So we take all of the instructions of our program and map them from x86 to ARM. Sounds simple, but let's actually look at what that looks like in detail. So, if we look at some example x86 code, this is just a... Where's my mouse? Ah. This is just a simple toy example with some basic instructions that I came up with. The details don't really matter all that much, but conceptually what we're doing here is we're iterating through all of these instructions one by one, and we're emitting corresponding? Oh, I'm on the wrong side, okay. There we go. So we're using an intermediate representation because we don't, like ultimately we want to have ARM code, but for reasons that are kind of technical, it's more convenient for us to actually generate a lot of garbage in terms of an intermediate language that represents the semantics that we want. It blows up a little, but this allows us to do a sort of optimization passes on top of the whole thing. So the garbage that we generate from every single one of these instructions gets compressed down to something more legible. I'm trying to find my mouse pointer, but this is actually... My mouse pointer died, okay. Cool, Linux things. So what happens after we kind of blow up the original x86 code into our intermediate representation and we then optimize it down, that's the point where we can turn the remaining instructions back into ARM instructions. And that is in principle code that is runnable on any machine. Now, small problem here, it's not always that easy. So if you look at a slightly more involved example, there we go. So just